There was a camaraderie and family spirit on the set. Even though the work was hard, there was a relaxed atmosphere as these never-before-seen outtakes show.
And action.
It's not like Lauren be closed for an entire day.
Dorothy was beside herself. Seems business was brisk.
Especially in shovels.
Can I have some more pie?
May I have some more?
Why not? You made it.
Your dad's so proud.
And action.
It's not like Orson.
Six up.
Colleen's getting her hair done by Laura Leo. Not like, jeez.
Action.
Hey,
Mark.
The camera's just a box with the lens cut in it for the hole, and there's even a heaven on it. If the camera's just a box with a lens cut. Camera's nothing but a box with a hole cut in it for the lens, and the lens ain't broken. Oh, shush up.
You look tired.
I haven't been sleeping so good.
Have you tried hibiscus? Chamomile tea, wrong tea.
Hibiscus? What, are you trying to kill me?
Since Dr. Quinn was a Western, almost everybody had to ride a horse. Jane Seymour was no exception, but it wasn't in the job description.
They never asked me when they hired me if I'd ever ridden a horse. They put me on a horse and they said, oh, by the way, do you ride? I said, luckily for you, yes. I said, but unluckily for you, never Western. So I took a couple of Western riding lessons.
I was thrown from my horse many different times because I learned how to ride bareback here on the show. And I'd come back out on the weekends and work with a trainer. And it's a very painful experience, to say the least.
Joe Lando enjoyed the challenge of performing his own stunts.
I did do a lot of my own stunts. Yes, I did learn what stunts to do and what not. Some of the fun ones were I got to fight on the train, which is like the old Western. I climb out and I get to go across the car, you know, with all the firewood in it. Yeah, I swing down and jump into the engineer's compartment there.
When a series runs for 6 years, there's sure to be some episodes which stand out. And who better to ask for favorites than the cast members themselves?
Oh, and one of my favorite episodes ever, when Matthew was in love with Ingrid for the longest time, and then Ingrid got bitten by a rabid dog.
My dog contracted rabies from a raccoon.
Ingrid was played by Jennifer Youngs.
Okay, just Ingrid.
Stay, stay.
No,
well, it was an incredibly well-written show. The neat thing about it was it just dealt with loss. We've all lost people in our lives, no matter what the situation is.
But I remember doing a scene in a corridor with Chad about Ingrid dying and about me not being able to save her life and letting him down. And I think every time I watch that scene, I go, wow.
Is she gonna die?
Yes.
They have this marriage scene where they marry each other and they go through their vows right there in bedside.
Will you marry me? Right now. We can do it here. God can be our witness.
It was really sad because it ended up that Chad had to shoot the dog that that bit her, and he couldn't do it.
Turn away, Brian.
I know you couldn't help it.
Shoot him, Matthew. Shoot him.
I love you.
Brian, turn away.
One that I really remember was the race. It's one of my favorites because I loved the comedy. No women were allowed to enter this horse race. And of course, I then disguised myself as a man and learned to chew, you know, tobacco, which of course was licorice, and spit and do all those kinds of things and swagger and...
Don't swing your hips.
Never swing my hips.
Whatever you're doing, don't.
You gotta kind of point your toes out. Walk on your heels first. Just swagger.
Like this?
It's better.
The most fun part was the race itself. And of course, by now, I had decided, me, Jane Seymour, that I knew how to ride a horse. They, of course, were a little worried about me. Of course, I was really, really naughty. I think it's the naughtiest I've ever been in my life. And while no one was looking, I said, come on, let me do this. And I did. And of course, when you watch that clip, you can always tell when it's me or when it's a stunt double, because when I'm riding, I'm so excited. I got this full grin on my face. I go, like this.
We had this episode where these guys came to town and they were just out slaughtering the buffalo. I go out there to try to mediate, go without weapons, and try to talk to these three big, burly buffalo skinners. And they do all but skin me. They just beat me to a pulp. And everyone does their part to try to rehabilitate me.
You can do it, Sully. Come on, Sully. An inch better than yesterday.
And a whole lot better than 2 weeks ago.
One more, Sully, for the Lord.
That's the way, Sully.
One episode that was incredibly memorable to me is the Washita episode, which was a two-parter. And, of course, this is something where Sully and Michaela both witness the annihilation of their friends, of the Native Americans.
Once you get to know Cloud Dancing and the other Indians, through seeing the episodes, and then you see what happens to them in Washita. It's incredibly moving because you establish a relationship with Cloud Dancing and his wife.
One episode that I adored, which was really written for me as a sort of tour de force acting piece, was Point Blank. And it's really about post-traumatic stress syndrome. Having recovered, realizes that she's terrified to go back to her real life, and she won't even leave her home, let alone go back to work, and she quits everything.
Ma, you don't have to go.
It's Brian. And I have to do this.
I realize you mean it because something terrible's gonna happen. You know, but... The more I try to control it, the more I tell myself not to feel it. Struggle me again.
I think that for consistent storytelling, writing, Dr. Quinn was right up near the top.
We dealt with racism, obviously. We had two prominent, you know, cast members who are African American. We dealt with homosexuality. Division of family, division of friends, division of community. And that's not really PC, I think that's real.
I have volumes and volumes of letters from people who have said that an episode of Dr. Quinn changed their lives, that they made a choice in life that they needed to make but they would never have dared to if it hadn't been for an episode of Dr. Quinn. I mean, you know, people who are facing life and death who said that, you know, this was just so important to them.
I hope that when people watch the show now, they will go through that whole, it was watching us grow up. It was a neat time. It was an experience that I'll never forget.